Greetings. This is Lee M. Kelly. I've been asked to lead a prayer of repentance. I've chosen a litany prayer, which means that when I say, Lord, in your mercy, you are to say, hear our prayer. Holy One, you have graciously allowed us to call you Lord. We thank you for the amazing and wonderful diversity of people and cultures around the world. Let us not rush to the language of healing before understanding the fullness of the injury and the depth of the wounds we have inflicted, whether individually, culturally, or as a nation. We come before you now to comprehend and repent from how we have failed you and our sisters and brothers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, Lord, to recognize and acknowledge a history which still impacts our nation and world. Deliver us from the bondage of racism that denies the humanity of people and deprives all the people of the blessings of the diversity you have created. Too many bodies of color have been wrongly incarcerated and demonized in our society. These are sin issues that have kept our brothers and sisters from experiencing the kingdom here on earth. In spite of the clear evidence of deeply embedded racism all around us, we have looked the other way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we have hardened our hearts. We have believed the lie that others have the same opportunities as ourselves. We do not allow ourselves to admit that our lives were shaped as much by racism as theirs, some to benefit and others to harm. But it was and it is and it continues to be. Forgive us for having cared too little and grieved too little. Lord, deliver us from the assumptions that we make without thinking and presumptions that we take without asking. We have silenced our voices. Our voice has not been raised in prophetic rebuke and anger. Our feet have not stepped out for justice alongside those who have more courage than us. And in silence, we are accomplices to bigotry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we need your strength to step beyond blindness, indifference, and fear, to step toward those whom we have sinned against. O Lord, open our hearts to respect and uplift the dignity of every person. Open our eyes to see the injustices within the church and society. Open our ears to listen and learn from the experiences of people different from us. Open our mouths to speak out against prejudice and injustice. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease. That our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.